Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Tell you what, let's do. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up and you're on Live and Local. Go right ahead.
Kevin, I just want to say these demon rats, they're unconscionable and they're unaccountable. And they've got the backing of everything that you and I grew up with, from the three big networks and everything. This is not an accident. It is evil in its purest form. And it's Goebbels. It's Goebbels. But Goebbels couldn't be prouder of our local media. And I love your show. And you still say things that strike a match. And that's the important thing. Keep getting these people. And I don't know how you're going to light a match on the other side under their posteriors. But we need you. Take care, buddy.
We will do it. We will do it. We've got an election coming up November 8th, and we're all going to have to be vigilant. We all are going to have to play our role. You did what you had to do. You voted in the primary, and now it's on to the general election. I'm just going to tell you, I think this is going to be the most important midterm election probably in our lifetime. We talk about presidential elections. Yeah, they are important, but I'm going to tell you something. This is going to be as important a midterm election. This will determine the direction that our country heads. We're either going to short-circuit Joe Biden and company, or I'm going to tell you something. We're going to be in for a long, long recession, maybe a depression. That's entirely possible. Stay where you are. Coming up, a guy that didn't win his election, but he still has a smile on his face. He's Pat Casale, the owner of the MultiCare Group. And he's also vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. We'll do all that and a whole lot more coming up. Oh, and don't forget Erin Phillips, the president and co-founder of Power to Parent. She had her day in court. It was the big court. It was the Nevada Supreme Court. Yeah. Talking about giving you a voice in school choice. We'll do that and more coming up. She'll be with us at 2:05, by the way. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Union Strong means bringing jobs into our valley. Union Strong means opportunities for personal growth. Union Strong is fellowship, taking care of one another on and off the job site. Our union has been working hard for the interests of working men and women for decades and will always be there for the communities we serve. Laborers Union Local 872, celebrating 85 Launa proud years of justice, honor, and strength.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. The Democrats holding another of their Capitol riot hearings today. Bob Agnew reports.
John, in this fourth round of hearings, a focus has been on pressure the Trump campaign applied at the state level to challenge the 2020 election results. Congressman Adam Schiff.
State legislators were singled out. So too were statewide elections officials.
Former President Trump says those involved in the Capitol protest are being treated very unfairly.
Most people should not be treated the way they're being treated. And if I become president someday, if I decide to do it, I will be looking at them very, very seriously for pardons, very, very seriously.
And John, the president once again referring to the hearings as a partisan witch hunt. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, a new poll suggests that 57% of voters rate President Biden as poor on the economy. Bernie Bennett has more.
Most voters say they aren't buying President Biden's explanations about high gas prices, and they say he's done a poor job of handling the economy overall. A new Rasmussen Reports national telephone and online survey finds that just 27% of likely U.S. voters rate Mr. Biden excellent or good on his handling of the economy. That's down from 32% in December. 57% now give the president a poor rating for his handling of the economy, up from 55% in December. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Supreme Court is limiting the reach of a federal statute that requires stiff penalties for crimes involving a gun. The 7-2 decision united both conservative and liberal justices. The justices say the law cannot be used to lengthen the sentences of criminals convicted of a specific attempted robbery offense. On Wall Street, looks like a higher close today. The Dow was up 676 points, the NASDAQ 284 higher. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
We tried Dynavite for gut health and immune support, and after a couple of weeks, our little Gizmo was acting like a puppy again. His coat was shinier, he had a lot less scratching and shedding, and he seemed like his happy old self.
My dog smelled and scratched constantly. We bathed and sprayed her, took her to the vet, but no results. Now, a little Dynavite in her food helps Bella keep her beautiful coat with no scratching or smell.
Get 10% off your next order of Dynavite nutritional supplements for dogs at Dynavite.com.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employee's dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
It's 104, and this is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Well, it is June 21st. Welcome to the first day of summer. Never fear, Mother Nature is here to remind us that today's daytime high should be just shy of 100 degrees. Not too bad. As will tomorrow, but Thursday and Friday are going to be hot between 103 and 106. As we enter the first weekend of the official summer season. Remember the sunscreen, you might want to wear a hat, stay hydrated, and of course check on your neighbors and older relatives too. A little friendly reminder. And celebrate the small victories as gas prices in the Silver State have dipped slightly, but Nevada still has the second highest gas prices in the nation. California, of course, leading the way with the average gas price of $6.39 a gallon as of yesterday, after having topped $5 a gallon for the first time last week. AAA reports the national average has dipped a couple of pennies to $4.98. Energy experts say Nevadans pay more at the pump because we get our gas from, yeah, you guessed it, over there in California, where the price of refining is higher due to environmental regulations. AAA officials say with the busy summer travel season being forecast, they do expect gas prices to remain high.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Seeing a little bit of congestion there on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara. Also, some slowing into the downtown area on US 95 eastbound at Southern Rancho and, of course, those lane restrictions. That's 515 eastbound at the 15 interchange.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when follow through, the exact opposite. Check it out. COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Number one. Time is running out. Number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Hour number two of Live and Local for a Tuesday, and so good to have Pat Casale on with us. He's the owner of the MultiCare Group and also the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. He lost his race in the primary for Clark County Public Administrator. Pat, sorry about that, my friend. I know you ran a good, hard race, but just came up a bit short.
You know, I owe it to the voters to say I'm sorry. I didn't do a good job running for this office. I should have really campaigned harder. I didn't campaign much at all. I mean, my total investment in the whole thing, maybe a couple hundred bucks. I thought my name recognition would carry through because my opponent, if you looked her up, was a registered Democrat in 20. But, you know, that's what happens when you don't take things serious enough, we lose. That was my fault. I'm totally at fault in this. I want to apologize to the over 50,000 people who voted for me, which I'm honored that that even happened.
So what happens next for you politically? You've obviously got a pretty full plate as the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. You're going to be busy.
Oh, yeah. I tell you right now, we're going to institute some programs here in Clark County where we're going to do ride sharing. With gas prices being so difficult, I think it's time that we pick up people that want to vote. And we may have to, if voter harvesting is totally on the level and it's legal, we're going to have to figure out a program how we can voter harvest Republicans and make sure those votes get counted properly.
Let me ask you, what did you think overall statewide of the election, this primary election that occurred a week ago, and that we didn't even find out about your race till what, Saturday?
Actually, the final tally was late Sunday.
Wow. I didn't like it. I didn't like the way it worked out. And you having been part of the election and having to wait and wait and wait and wait, you can't be happy with what happened, did you?
No, I got to tell you, there's a lot of questions. There's a lot of holes in the system. It's like Swiss cheese. I think I can't imagine here we are in 2022 and our system is not as efficient as it was in 1952. There's something wrong with this. They used to count ballots without computers back 60, 70, 80 years ago. And things seem to work out right. And now here we are. We progressed forward. We have technology, and our technology fails. And it's not consistent. And there's a lot of holes. Doesn't make any sense.
I know Jim Marchant told us on the show last week that he was advocating for paper ballots of some form. Don't know what that entails, what the technology involved is. But what do you think, going back to paper ballots?
if it worked before, why we should be able to do paper ballots in an efficient manner. I agree with Jim. And in your original question is how I felt about the overall election. I think that in the top offices, the candidates that won were the favorites all along. I mean, you look at from Adam Laxalt all the way down. I mean, everybody won. The key now is how do we come together? And if we do paper ballots, will that silence the crowds? I mean, I know Joey Gilbert is upset he lost, but, you know, looking for a recount saying there was misappropriation of voting again, I mean, he got buried. It wasn't like it was a 500-vote swing. I mean, I could do the same thing, say, well, my opponent didn't beat me. I mean, we're Republicans. Republicans got to get out and vote, and come November, we need to stand up. And I think if we can vote Jim in as the Secretary of State, we may see the changes we've been wishing for.
You obviously have talked to a lot of voters here in Clark County relative to the public administrator's job. I know you've been to most of the Lincoln Day dinners statewide. I guess my question is, we've been talking about a red wave for a long time. Do you get a sense, I mean, in talking to voters, that that's what we're facing, a red wave?
I believe so. I mean, it would be hard for me to sit here and tell you as somebody with common sense, not as a Republican, how anybody can support the current stream of where we're going. We're hitting a wall and we're getting smacked like bees. It can't happen. We have to make sure that we turn things around. And the only way we can do that is by electing Republicans. If we don't win back Carson City, we're done. Nevada's toast. This is the year we have to make it happen. We have to get rid of Governor Sisolak. Whether you like Joe Lombardo or not, he has to be elected. We have to get rid of Catherine Masto. She's actually lying right now and blaming the health care law potentially on Adam Laxalt. I can firsthand tell you she short-circuited the individual plans that were for sole proprietors and real estate agents. That's a fact. Her and Wacky Jackie. So that we don't have individual plans for people that are self-employed that were through association with better rates, better plans, and everything because of Masto, not Adam Laxalt. And that was one of her big lies. And I've never been a big supporter of Laxalt. I did support Brown, but now I will support Laxalt with like a double barrel shotgun. I'm all over for him. We need Stavros Anthony to win. We need Lombardo to win. We need Michelle Fiore to win. And all the way down, we need to take the executive offices and let the Republicans show what they can do and prove that they are the better party for the people.
Are you surprised that within about a nanosecond of the polls closing, the Catherine Cortez Masto camp and the Steve Sisolak camp were out with ads that were just horrible, nasty, mean ads? Some of them were by third parties, by PACs, different, you know, so we don't know where the money is from, dark money. Are you surprised at the tone of these early ads? That they're just really nasty?
Not at all. They're totally afraid. They know change is coming. And let's be honest, they have deeper coffers on the left than we have on the right. So that's why they're coming out swinging early. But remember one thing, it's not where you start the race, it's where you finish. And I think you're going to see our party do very, very well in this fall. If we don't, let me just say this, there's no options for Nevadans any longer. I mean, not the 15 counties, but in Clark and Washoe, those two counties have to step up to the plate. We had a decent turnout for our voters, okay? If you look, the only problem we had is we had far too many people running. That's where you got to give the Democrats credit. They had most of the races had two people racing off against each other. For the most part, it was the incumbent, which, by the way, wins 99% of the time. So, I mean, what you're looking at right now is that we're going to be running against the same people we expected to run against before our primaries. Now we have great candidates. I mean, from top to bottom, we have very good candidates. We have to step up to our game. We need to be very precise on our messaging and be precise on how we campaign. And the Republican Party in Clark County needs to step up and help our candidates win, as the state's going to have to do for statewide and each candidate in each county's party needs to step up their games to make sure we run away with this, specifically Washoe and Clark and throughout the state.
Again, Pat Casale joining us, the owner of the MultiCare Group. They sell health insurance to families, to businesses, and he does such a good job doing that. He's also the vice chairman of the Clark County Republican Party. Can you talk about some of those people? You talked about that really the party has done a much better job of vetting and attracting really good candidates. Can you talk about maybe a couple of them that might surprise people that maybe folks haven't heard a lot of?
Are you talking about that won the primary?
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, I can't say they didn't hear from her. I mean, Sigal Chitale, this is her first. Sigal Chitale is now running for attorney general. She's never been a political figure until now. She is a hammer. She can do a fabulous job. You got Becker in three. Becker should have won, and she should have won a Senate seat 2 years ago, and that was a questionable loss. She wins the congressional seat. That's amazing. Then you got Sam Peters. Sam Peters is another one who's never served in public office. He ran 2 years ago, and when I think about him, I look at the fact that he came out running after the last primary. He was campaigning for this year, and that gives him the upper edge. I think he could beat Horsford. I think we have very strong candidates. I think Mark Robertson in one, congressional seat one, is a star. The guy was smart. He managed his money well. I think he's a definite winner in that office if things work right. The way they dissected up the redistricting against Dina Titus gives Robertson a legitimate chance to win that seat. Excuse me.
Let me just ask you, Catherine Cortez Masto, Steve Sisolak, how vulnerable are they?
Well, if you listen to national polls, and I'll go back to that in a second, both are very vulnerable. I think you look at our governor, he's so vulnerable because he ran a bad 4 years, almost as bad as what we've had under the Biden administration in less than two. Masto is going to be a casualty of war. On a national level, they look at her seat as being one of the most vulnerable nationally. So when you look at the polls, interestingly enough, the polls actually, we overperformed. Our candidates all overperformed the numbers. They had Laxalt up by about 17. He won by 30, almost 30. You look at Marchant, he destroyed his opponents. You look at Lombardo, they 35 to 36% was the number all along. He did almost 39%. So when you look at that, that's a good sign. The key here is the people who ran against the winners need to get on board. And I know a lot of people, well, I'm going to vote for Lombardo. Well, then you get Sisolak. Then you have no right to complain, okay? I'd rather have 10 Lombardos compared to one Sisolak, and that's the important thing to remember. I think Joe Lombardo will do a fine job.
I think so, too. And the big thing is we'll be rid of Steve Sisolak. You saw where Sisolak, doing something he's done since he took office, giving his quarterly salary, $27,000, to the state for K-12 education. Symbolic gesture, yes. But it doesn't stop all the bad stuff that he did. The Sisolak shutdown, all the problems with unemployment. It was just awful. And people, I think, are going to have they're going to have a long memory, are they not?
I say God bless him, considering how much money did he sue the county for before? How did
Ooh,
he get in the
yeah.
polls? Yeah. No, he's given a token. But how much money did he take out of Clark County when he sued them? I mean, he's a telemarketer. That's been his mainstay of a career. How many telemarketers do you really trust?
Wow. Let me ask you, the party itself, the Clark County Republican Party, the state party, are we unified and ready to go forward in the general election?
I would say the party is unified for the exception of those people who supported Joey that need to come up and realize that we need them to win. And we need to win top to bottom. We have to vote Republican top to bottom. And that's what we have to do. And you know what? If there are Democrats that are running as Republicans, I beg the people that are listening to be smart enough to do the background check. You don't support somebody who's running as a Republican that's a Democrat, unless they are a moderate. That's different. But if they're historically they've always been Democratic, we can't support them. Specifically, if you look at my opponent in the primary, she was a registered Democrat. The reason she ran was she thought she was going to run unopposed. Number one. Number two, I did the same thing. Our goal in Clark County was to have somebody in every race. But then it turns out it was more hit me in the heart because of what happened to my family. But more importantly, the person that's running on the Democratic side, okay, she actually is legitimate. I respect her more because she said, I'm a Democrat, I'm running as a Democrat. Whereas I have an opponent that I ran against who actually ran from the left perspective, but she's saying she's something that she's not. That's an issue. Those are the kind of things that we have to look out for. And if there's somebody out there who's been a registered Republican for years and they've been voting moderately, well, hold your nose, vote for that person, because if we have enough support around that person, they're going to vote with the Republicans. If we don't support that person, then that person may tend to bend to the left, and that's our fault.
I know a lot of people are concerned about health care in the middle of a recession, which I think most of us agree we're in the midst of. Can you talk a little bit about health care, how it has changed under Biden? And looking ahead, what are the key dates? Is there anything going on that people need to be aware of looking ahead to another year?
Well, those people that want Medicaid are going to be losing the Medicaid very soon here. Probably we talked with the state. We advised them to try to put it off till January 1st, make everything a QLE 1-1 for everybody across the board. It could easily be handled. But the bigger problem that we're seeing is not only people going to lose their Medicaid, more importantly, they're talking about rates are going to be gone up 12, maybe 15% across the board here in Nevada. If that happens, affordable insurance, even for those people on the low end, is not as cheap as it was, and they can't afford it. Out-of-pockets are now going to be $9,000 in 2023, and every year they go up. We have to figure out a way to solve this problem. In August, I will be in Nashville with the Health Agents for America and with three nationally or regional agents. We're going to try to come up with a plan to provide it to the Republicans to say, hey, you really want to make a change? If you now have the Senate and the House, here's your opportunity. We're going to give them a blueprint of how to lower rates and make insurance more affordable for all Americans. MassDOT is running right now on the fact that they're going to try to pass some help with prescriptions. In 2022, they were supposed to have had a bill passed for the most common use 25 drugs. How come that bill hasn't passed? In 2024, it was going to be 50. We were going to pay the same prices that Canada, the UK, and India pay. How come that hasn't started yet? What are they waiting on? Okay, the bottom line is Big Pharma owns these politicians. And these politicians, you got to throw politics out the window when it comes to healthcare. It's not a Republican thing or a Democratic thing or independent thing. It's an American thing. And there's no reason for us to be paying through the nose for every damn thing out there.
To keep track of what's going on, Pat, how can folks do it? How can folks look you up? You got a website? What?
They can call me. I have a website, the Multicare Group. They can call me on my cell anytime they want, 702-286-1014, 702-286-1014. I'm even offering help to Adam Laxalt. I want to give him the blueprint that he can share with the constituents and how Masto herself destroyed sole proprietor, independent contractor benefits here in the state of Nevada. She single-handedly took that out. We had a great health plan for real estate agents and for sole proprietors. She destroyed it for them. And the rates were much better, and they were locked in for 9-year brackets. So instead of paying a rate based on your attained age, you had a 9-year grouping. It was much better.
Again, that telephone number, if folks want to reach out to you.
702-286-1014. We need people engaged. We need people informed. We want them to get involved. Call me. I'll make sure you can get involved.
Pat, thanks, man.
You're the best. Thank you.
There you go. Pat Casale, you'll hear him over the course of the summer filling in for me. I always appreciate when he does, and I, in fact, sometimes sneak a peek at what he's up to. And it's all, I tell you, he has fun. He has fun on the radio, Pat Casale. He'll be on in place of me a few times over the summer. I'll take a couple of days off here, a couple of days off there. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
Revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
The definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. So why do we continue to put our faith in elected officials in Carson City who are more interested in playing politics than getting our state on track? I'm John Sarpolis, president of the Nevada Policy Research Institute, and we want to stop the cycle of insanity that's holding Nevada and Nevadans back. Go to nevadapolicy.org to learn how our nonpartisan, nonprofit organization is leading the charge to protecting the freedoms and liberties Nevadans prize so highly. Nevada Policy has put principles over politics for more than 30 years, and we need your help to continue building a movement focused on ideas that will move us forward. Learn more at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Have you experienced hearing loss? Hey, Kevin Wall here. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like bars and restaurants? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? Trust me, I know exactly what you're talking about. For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not three or four seats down the bar, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear,